Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump in court again. Bill Clinton speaking on illegal immigration. Player suspended indefinitely. And this is not the real Tom Hanks. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald J. Trump appeared at the New York City Supreme Court in Manhattan yesterday. His latest trial claims he inflated his net worth by billions of dollars for better loans. The president said before the trial this was a continuation of the greatest single witch hunt of all time. The claim is he inflated his net worth by as much as $2 billion, and the New York Attorney General wants to fine him for $250 million. The judge valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million, and Trump says it's worth 50 to 100 times that. Quote, this whole case is a sham. Bill Clinton weighed in on the illegal immigration debate. He said illegals need work permits. He said they have a right to begin paying their way in American society. They ought to work. They need to begin working, paying taxes, and paying their way. Also, one argument is they shouldn't be here at all. New York has lost a lot of people recently. They lost a congressional seat, and they lost an electoral college vote, therefore. Clinton said the Democrats lost enough seats in New York because of the reaction to the crime problem. And the sense is that we, my party, didn't have a good common sense approach to it. And they think that this is the common sense approach to illegal immigration, as opposed to closing the border. A Louisiana Tech linebacker at the end of a play on Saturday stepped on the back of the neck of a player who was on the ground. He wasn't penalized during the game. The refs didn't see it, but it was on camera. And you can't do that. Louisiana Tech athletic director said that he will be suspended indefinitely. Someone made an advertisement with an artificial intelligence version of Tom Hanks. It was an advertisement for dental insurance. Well, Tom Hanks made the mistake of posting an Instagram message to his 10 million followers that that's not him, giving way more awareness to the dental insurance advertising than if he didn't do that. But Tom Hanks said, beware. There's a video out there promoting some dental plan with an AI version of me. I have nothing to do with it. Listen, you got to get ready for this. When you're watching TV, you have to ask yourself, is this real or is this AI? I'm Mike Slater. The real Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, it is fight back time for Americans, not against a political movement or a foreign enemy, but business people in your own town. All over, consumers are getting ripped off. It began with COVID, then inflation, now it's morphed into pure greed. Prices are outrageous. Two examples. I've been going to a deli on Long Island for about 20 years. Good place. Used to be reasonably priced. Then a few months ago, the store began charging $13.50 for a smoothie. I talked to the owner. He had no explanation. So I stopped buying smoothies. But I continued going to the store. On Friday, I ordered chicken with rice soup. Ready? $14.25. No way. The soup costs about $1 wholesale. Told the guy, adios, won't see me again. And I spent a few hundred dollars in that deli a year at least. It's not the money, it's the principle. Then I get a notice from a car lease place to pay them $500. But the bill doesn't say for what. So I call. A guy named Monroe comes on the line but will not give me his last name. What is this? I don't do business like that. They will wait a long time for the $500. We need a consumer revolt in this country. Do not let them hose you. Walk away. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Donna Flynn Hedges, Binghamton, New York. What does the media ask Biden about the border? I never hear them ask, especially yesterday when he had a news conference about the budget. Look, Biden doesn't answer any questions. You know that, okay? But his spokesperson does. And you know what she says every day? Border secure. No problem with the border. No problem. We're just obeying the law, asylum. You're never going to get an honest discussion with the Biden administration on the border, ever. Charlie Remnant, Texas, can you report that both houses simply need to pass a bill that requires President Biden to close the border? No, they can't pass a bill that says that because the federal government is in charge of the border policies. It's not in the purview of Congress. Immigration is a part of the executive branch. Now, they could withhold money. That's what I would do if I were Mitch McConnell and McCarthy. Just don't fund any of the immigration stuff. That would be chaos for a little while. But boy, that would send a signal. William, concierge member. William has direct access to me. And we're going to deal with this in a minute, this concierge stuff. Personal gain by selling influence a greater sin than a cover-up in public affairs. There will be justice for all the Biden family in the emerging crimes. Will that be with Mr. Biden still in office? Who knows? Nobody knows how this is going to come out. You know, people believe what they want to believe, as you know. But I can't predict what's going to happen here. Donald. I don't hate Biden. I hate what he's doing and not doing to our country. I want him stopped, and that means by any legal means possible. Well, it's going to be the ballot box. I don't think he's going to run, but whoever runs is going to have to get the progressive stamp. So you just can't keep putting these people in office. I mean, it's out of control. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 104 years ago today, President Woodrow Wilson suffered a major stroke. Despite the near-fatal incident, his condition was hidden from the public. Here is the story. After World War I, Wilson traveled the country by rail to gain support for America's entry into the League of Nations, a precursor to the UN. During his 8,000-mile journey, Wilson complained of severe headaches and blurred vision. On October 2, 1919, Woodrow Wilson collapsed inside the Executive Mansion. White House doctors, under orders from the First Lady Edith Wilson, refused to tell anybody. Unable to speak or even move, The president was rushed to his private room where he remained for weeks. While bedridden, Edith Wilson screened all paperwork, even signing the president's name to official documents. The cabinet was never briefed about Wilson's stroke. Information to the public was limited. No one was allowed to see the commander-in-chief. For the next 17 months, the remainder of his second term, all communication with the president was channeled through his wife. Woodrow Wilson never fully recovered. He was partially paralyzed for the rest of his life. He died 5 years later at the age of 67. And here's something else you might not know. While President Wilson successfully guided America to victory during World War I, his death pushed the world towards another catastrophic conflict. In the absence of Wilson's unwavering support, the United States never joined the League of Nations and embraced a period of isolationism. Without America, the League was unable to thwart the rise of fascism in Germany and Japan. Said Wilson shortly before his death, quote, "The League of Nations is now in crisis, and if it fails, I hate to think what will happen to the world." Well, we found out what happened. Nearly 100 million human beings killed between 1930 and 1945. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.